You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
With my man, Harry Douglas, I'm Freddie Coleman, in for Mike Greenberg on Greeny, presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and don't forget to tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. It's never good when the first paragraph of a story involves the word fired, also questions, wire transfers, bookmaking operation, and bank account. That's involving Shohei Ohtani, the biggest star in Major League Baseball, now the Los Angeles Dodgers. His interpreter was fired amid allegations of massive theft. Part of that story is brought to you by Tisha Thompson, ESPN investigative reporter, here on Twitter at Tisha ESPN. Tisha, after reading this story, the first question I have for you is, when was it first discovered that Ipe Mizuhara, who was the interpreter of Shohei Ohtani, had gambling debts and that Ohtani's name might have been involved?
Well, let me back you up to how I found out. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
Because I know what I know, and we've been trying to figure out what everybody else knew. I think that's some of the questions that you're referring to. Mm-hmm. So we had become aware of sources. We have multiple sources who say that there's a federal investigation going on right now looking at bookmaking operations. And we started to explore that. And based on sourcing that we have and documents I had seen, we reached out to Ohtani's spokesperson to ask why the bank accounts that I had seen had Shohei Ohtani's name on them and why they had been sent to a Southern California bookmaker. And Ohtani's spokesperson and through Ipe Mizuhara, who is Ohtani was until yesterday Ohtani's interpreter, told us that they were used to pay off his gambling debts, not Ohtani's, but Mizuhara's gambling debts. And that he then told me in the course of a 90-minute interview that I did just a couple of hours before the Dodgers took the field in South Korea, that he had gotten in over his head. We had sourcing that had told us that as much as $4.5 million had been sent from Ohtani's bank account to the bookmaker's operation through an associate of the bookmaker, and that he went to Ohtani. This is what Mizuhara said to me on Tuesday night before the game, that he had told Ohtani that Ohtani had offered to pay his debts, and that Mizuhara explained to Ohtani how to wire the money. And it was Ohtani who had logged into his computer and had sent the wire transfers at Mitsuhara's direction based on instructions Mizuhara had been given to pay back the debt. However, a lot of things then happened. We are getting ready to write the story. We're very, very close to publishing. And Ohtani's spokesperson goes to the lawyers for Ohtani to review some of the stuff because of the payments just before that. So there was a whole bunch of things happening at the same time. Just before that, after the game had concluded, we have sourcing two sources, including a Dodgers official who was in the meeting, that said that there was a meeting right after the game. And the Dodgers owner gets up in front of the players. This is according to the Dodgers official who was in the meeting, gets up in front of the players and says there's a story coming out, and Mizuhara wants to say something. He gets up. He apologizes. My understanding is, you know, I was not in the meeting, so this is based on what a source told us, that he said that he had a gambling problem. Another player says, well, okay, so what's the big deal? And that's when the Dodgers president, Andrew Friedman, says, well, Ohtani paid off the debts. This is based on what two sources have told me that are close to Ohtani's camp, including the Dodgers official. So these are what these sources said. Ohtani, who is, he's not fluent in English, is my understanding. I've gotten that from lots and lots of people. But he's now been in the United States long enough where he can piece together enough words. And he was sitting there and he thought something didn't sound right. And after the meeting concludes, there's meetings, another interpreter is brought in. Ohtani, according to these two sources close to Ohtani's camp, say this is when he learned that there were any bank transfers, and when he discovered that money was missing in his bank account. The next thing we know is there is a statement that comes from the lawyers alleging massive theft. They don't name who did it. They just say authorities will be contacted. And the exact statement is in our story. I encourage people to read the story so they can get all the details. I start making a lot of phone calls. Our people start making a lot of phone calls at ESPN. And, of course, one of the people I call is the Sahara, who I say to him, did you lie to me last night? And he says, yes. And I said, did Ohtani know about your gambling debts? And he tells me through a series of questions that I ask him, no, Ohtani didn't know about the debts, and no, Ohtani did not pay them back. But Ohtani's name is on those bank wire transfers. So that's where we're at, guys.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, that's not good. And that's a lot.
It's a lot to unpack. Yeah, and I encourage people to really understand that this was a very rapidly changing thing that happened, and we're getting different stories, right? And so we're reporting it the way we've learned it.
So let me ask you this. What's your understanding of just how close Shohei Ohtani and his former interpreter really were?
Very, very close. There is a lot of journalism that's been written about how these are not just a guy and his interpreter, but this is two men who have been described as being as close as brothers. At one point, Mitsuhara, the former interpreter, said that he spent more time with Ohtani than he did with his own wife. As his interpreter, Mitsuhara was with him in all kinds of situations. It wasn't just when Ohtani would show up and say, talk to the media. He's in the dugout with Ohtani to help Ohtani communicate with other players and with his managers and, you know, the coaching staff. He's there helping Ohtani in other parts of his life, is our understanding. And that they had developed a very close friendship. Mrs. Ara said it himself to me when we did that 90-minute interview, that they were very, very close friends.
Great stuff by Tisha Thompson, ESPN investigative reporter, joining Freddie Coleman and Harry Douglas, and for Mike Greenberg on Greeny on ESPN Radio. As the Dodgers fired Shohei Ohtani's interpreter amid allegations of massive theft. Real quick, Tish, before we let you get out of here. The next question is, what now? Meaning for Shohei Ohtani, his attorneys, now that Mrs. Ara is no longer associated with him, or the Los Angeles Dodgers.
So let's talk about the thing everybody could see on TV this morning if they were watching the Dodgers play the Padres in South Korea. Ohtani was there, but he's got a new interpreter. My understanding, based on what the lawyer said in that statement, is that this is being sent to authorities. We're trying to figure out who those authorities are.
Right.
A close source. With knowledge of what's going on, said that there's a complicating factor because everybody's in Korea right now. This all happened when so many people were in Korea from the Dodgers organization, including people in Ohtani's camp, and most importantly, Ohtani and Mitsuhara themselves. So we're going to follow that. We're also, of course, paying very, very close attention to whatever happens with this federal investigation, this probe of bookmaking.
Yeah, no doubt about that. The article is titled "Dodgers Fire Shohei Ohtani's Interpreter Amid Allegation of Massive Theft of Person." Wrote the article. Fantastic read. It's Tisha Thompson, ESPN investigative reporter. Hit her on Twitter at Tisha, ESPN. Tisha, thanks so much for joining me, Freddie Cohen, Harry Douglasson for Mike Greenberg on Green and ESPN Radio. You take care and be well.
Thank you, guys.
It's amazing, Harry. Yesterday, we took calls on what would it take for Major League Baseball to get back to relevance or be more relevant to you. 24 hours later, and Cam Pratt, our producer, pointed this out, and he was spot on. 24 hours later, this kind of story breaks, where all of a sudden you're wondering, where does the truth begin, where do the lies end, or where do the lies begin, and where does the truth end about Shohei Ohtani, gambling allegations involving his ex-interpreter, and how much did he know, or how much he could have been connected to this whole thing.
And it's significant because we're talking about the biggest name in Major League Baseball. The modern-day Babe Ruth, where you talk about a guy who can pitch at a high level, hit at a high level, even though he's not pitching right now because of the injury that, you know, that transpired last season. Mm-hmm. But Shohei Ohtani is the face of Major League Baseball. I know Mookie Betts had a phenomenal game today, 4 hits, 6 RBIs. Yeah. But everyone, every night, is going to be talking about Shohei Ohtani, mm-hmm. along with Mookie Betts. But Shohei Ohtani is going to be the person talked about amongst that organization.
Right.
And the $700 million that the Dodgers organization gave them. So when you have the biggest name in baseball, and it's attached to something that has occurred,
yeah.
oh, yeah. you can't hide it.
Right.
You can't hide it. It has to be talked about. But we don't know what's the truth. What are all the facts? This is day one, and mm-hmm. it's only going to get bigger, I think, from here, in my opinion. If you're Rob Manfred in Major League Baseball, you're saying to yourself, man, this is the guy that represents Major League Baseball globally.
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And if you're the Dodgers, you're saying, we just paid him the best contract in Major League Baseball history. And if you're Shohei Ohtani's camp, you're saying, we got to protect this young man at all costs. So,
yeah.
But you can't hide the truth from mm-hmm. from the feds.
This story would have been awful whenever it broke. But that it broke now, when you got the Seoul series
yes.
involving the Los Angeles Dodgers and the San Diego Padres. There's never a good time for anything like this to be attached to a sport or somebody with that name recognition that Shohei Ohtani has. But to have this break when you have a goodwill games going on involving an organization like the Los Angeles Dodgers, a storied organization when it comes to Major League Baseball. Still the prettiest uniforms in Major League Baseball.
Well, let me say this. The organization that everyone is expecting to win the World Series and go to the World Series this year.
And this starts off with this.
Yes.
This is part of their spring training.
The betting favorites.
Right.
Get it? The betting favorites to win the World Series.
I see what you did there. So if there's a betting favorite now involving this whole deal, it's how much can they try to find as much distance between Shohei Ohtani and this whole thing. Because whatever that gap is, it's still too close for comfort when it comes to Major League Baseball. I guarantee you this morning, Rob Manfred, the owner, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, he probably looked at his coffee cup, and I guarantee he didn't drink one drop out of that cup. That coffee is going to be cold because he's probably thinking,
There you go. See, he probably poured that out and put – that may be the first time Mr. Manfred drunk Hennessy.
Why are we bringing happy hour to Rob Manfred's morning? You and Cam, like, it's like you two planned this.
He might need it.
I'm not saying he might not need it. I'm just saying maybe a little early at 9 o'clock in the morning Eastern time.
Mr. Manfred, go get you some of that hen doggy dog.
This is a special case.
Special occasion.
I guess you need a special case of hen doggy dog to try to make sure this goes away sooner than later when it comes to Rob Manfred. Either way, if you're Major League Baseball, the last thing you need is a betting scandal next to your sport when people still have not forgotten the whole situation involving Pete Rose, even though that happened way back then. He's Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. Together, in for Mike Greenberg on Greeny, presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Commercial Insurance can protect your small business with over 30 coverage options, an easy-to-use mobile app, personalized discounts, and much, much more. So get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Discounts and coverage selections not available in all states or situations. So today, it's official. March Madness, when it comes to the NCAA tournament. First round games tomorrow when it comes to the fellas, then the first round games tomorrow when it comes to the ladies involving March Madness. We're asking you right now, 888-SAY-ESPN, that is 888-729-3776. What is the best month in sports? Is it March with March Madness? Is it September when it comes to football? What is the best month in sports? 888-729-3776. Harry will give you his. I'll give you mine, and you give us yours, and be a part of Greeny on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by.
Greeny, the podcast.
He's Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. Together in for Mike Greenberg on Greeny on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and always tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. Michael Leaves, a friend of ours, does a great job as a sports and an anchor. He says the best sports month, it's May. He put on Twitter at Michael Leaves saying it always has been, always will be. NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, PGA Championship, Kentucky Derby, Major League Baseball, Men's College World Series, Women's College World Series, French Open, UFC pay-per-view, boxing pay-per-views, Indy 500. Michael, no.
Michael, double no.
Come on.
No, no, no.
Michael, I'm a tennis fan. People in France don't care about the French Open. They don't care about that.
I think people in France care about the French Open.
No, they care about drinking at the French Open. They don't care about the French Open.
Yeah. Comme ci, comme ça.
Well done. Good response, Cam. But yeah, it's not made. What is the best sports month, in your opinion, Harry Douglas?
I'm going to go with January. Okay. NFL playoffs, NBA, right. You got the NHL regular season, college football playoffs.
Okay.
And you know, Evan Wilner, I know you're listening right now.
Yes, he is.
My Boston Bruins play your New York Rangers tonight. So
our New York Rangers.
Yes, y'all's New York Rangers. Mm-hmm. So you will get a text message from me tonight. And Freddie, tomorrow on Freddie and Harry.
That's right.
Whoever wins.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
The winning team will be wearing their team jersey tomorrow on our show.
Yeah, because if the Rangers win, I'm wearing my authentic Wayne Gretzky jersey. You're gonna have to look at that for 4 hours when the Rangers take on and take apart your Bruins tonight.
I just tried to run downstairs and get my Pastrnak jersey, but I think my kids moved it. So I grabbed my Bergeron, even though he's retired.
All right.
But Pastrnak's having a phenomenal year,
no doubt.
Brad Marchand. So
really
looking forward to the Bruins not doing what they did last year. Being amazing in the regular season and losing in the first round, but actually making it to the Stanley Cup Finals, in which ABC has the Stanley Cup Finals this year.
That's right. That sounds like you're angling for free tickets to a Stanley Cup Final game in Boston. That's what that sounds like. I'm not hating on it.
Just a text message. Yeah. Hey, Mr. Steve Levy.
Exactly.
You know I love you, man.
Exactly. I'm not hating on you for it. I'm just wanting to make sure the truth is put out there as far as that goes. What is the best sports month? What is the worst sports month? You can pick one or the other. Harry thinks it's January. For me, it's always September. NFL college football getting started. Mm. And Major League Baseball pennant races winding down. To me, that is the best month in sports.
Now, see, that's surprising to me because you said Major League Baseball, the race.
Pennant races in September. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think you're normally happy around that.
Shut up about the Mets. I've had enough of it.
I was wondering where he was going.
Even Bubba knew, because Bubba's a Mets fan like I am. Bubba said if I could put my hands around his neck right now, I would do it.
Every year.
Are y'all sure y'all are happy about that time?
Every year, September is the worst month for the Mets. You talk about, you know, a couple years ago, 07, 08. It's
A2
nonstop.
Pratt, A2.
I'm a Phillies fan. I'm going to rub it in while I can.
A2 Pratt, A2.
Boy. I can't say anything to Cam.
No, you cannot. Not after what happened.
Hey, yeah. We got to close the deal.
Yes, you do. But you have closed the deal a lot sooner than my Mets have closed the deal.
A long time ago, yeah.
The Mets haven't closed the deal since 1986.
The most recent team to close the deal, shout out to the Braves.
Shut up, Harry. 888-ESPN 888-729-3776. Best and worst sports month. You can pick one or the other or give us both at 888-729-3776. Rich in Virginia. Richie Rich, what you got, my friend?
What's going on, fellas? My brothers from other mothers. How y'all doing?
We're good.
Seeing we were talking about getting Rob Manfred something to drink, I got to go make it a Mad Dog 2020.
Oh, Lord.
March as a great month of sports. But, we got to get Rob. Even though it's late in Seoul, right now it's early here, but it's late in Seoul, he can get that Mad Dog 2020 to get this off his mind.
This is a perfect moment. We actually need Greeny here. I wish he could phone in right about now.
Okay.
This is the perfect opportunity for Mike Greenberg to now move towards becoming commissioner of Major League Baseball.
That's right.
Because I'm pretty sure Rob Manfred this moment, at this time, wouldn't mind stepping down.
Yeah, believe me, he may not be having Mad Dog 2020, but there may have been some sake in his future when this thing came about involving allegations, gambling, in terms of being fired, all connected to the biggest star in baseball, one of the biggest stars in the world, Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Sam in Virginia, best and or worst sports month. What you got, my friend?
Guys, just want to say, first time caller. It's been a real treat to have you guys on in the morning. Love listening to you guys in the afternoon.
Thank you.
For me, it's October. You're in the thick of it. NFL, think of it, college football, NBA's just starting up, MLB playoffs are coming to a close. October for me is where it's at.
Yeah, October is not a bad month. Yeah, October's a really good one. It's a really good one. Yeah,
and October's also great as someone who worked in sports radio and worked in music radio. October, that's when stuff really gets going in music radio, because when I worked for a classic rock station, Poughkeepsie, New York, we called it Rocktober. I can't tell you how many parties we went to in October celebrating the radio station, being here, being there, being everywhere. I spent many a long day's night in a bar or two representing WPDH in Poughkeepsie, New York, when Rocktober rolled around when I was working for them.
We call it Young Freddy.
Yo, no, I was like middle-aged Freddy, but I was getting it in. Let's put it that way. I was definitely getting it in. Trucker Nab, best and worst sports month, my friend. What do you have?
Gentlemen, you guys are overthinking this.
Okay.
In the last decade, end of December, you can even put it early January, has been the best month, because that's when the Cowboy Nation is getting eliminated with Dakota Prescott as your captain. And Jerry Jones is spending the off-season playing. How can we put more talent around a guy that was given the quarterback position with a platinum spoon in his mouth, always had talent, always had everything, and comes up short. Raiders!
Wow.
Freddie,
the Cowboys
are your team.
I know, but I am.
Speak now if
I
you ever hold your peace.
I am not going to let a Raiders fan clown my team when your commitment to excellence hasn't been talked about since 1983. We are not going to be standing for a Raiders fan. Trucker Nav, you know we love you, by the way.
I mean, first of all, he said best sports month is end of December and early. What are we talking about? You can't pick 2 months.
He really did.
Pick a month.
That's
here,
a good point.
He just wanted to make fun of the Cowboys.
That's fine.
So Bubba's feeling some type of way right now, because Bubba's a Cowboys fan.
I mean, if you're gonna call
Bubba didn't like that.
Bubba and I are Cowboys and Mets fans.
Let's get it together.
But Bubba and I are not going to stand for this malfeasance from a guy representing his team, that the last time the Las Vegas used to be Los Angeles, used to be Oakland Raiders, the last time they won a Super Bowl, SpongeBob SquarePants wasn't even out yet.
I wasn't even born.
Yeah.
Let's go.
You weren't even born. There was no Harry Douglas, the fourth on planet Earth. We will not stand for this malfeasance. from Las Vegas Raiders fans.
Silence. I said silence.
Happy Douglas, Freddie Cohen together. And for Mike Greenberg on Greeny on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Best and worst sports month. You can pick one or the other, or you can do both at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. For Harry, he believes that January is the best sports month. From my standpoint, I'm going to take September. The leaves going to get ready to fall. Summer's almost gone. You get a little Indian summer around there. And then you got baseball in the pennant races. You got the basketball getting ready to get started. But the most important thing, football, college and the NFL, and high school football. Can't forget about Friday Night Lights all over the country. Sean in Idaho, best and worst sports month. What you got?
Hey, gentlemen. I appreciate the fill-in.
Thank you.
I got to go with October. Basically, I mean, same idea. You know, all the football going on. You got October baseball. I think there might even be a Halloween NBA game maybe thrown in there. But worst month by sure, August. You know, dog days of summer in the MLB, everything else, waiting for football to start. It's got to be August is the worst month. Thank you, guys.
Oh, I'm trying to think. Do I view August?
I do.
I may go with July.
Yes.
I think July is the...
Yeah. Yeah,
at least August you have the NFL
on the precipice. Games.
Yeah,
yeah.
July you have MLB training camp, and then NBA free agency gets you a little bit, but there's not really a lot going on.
No. I mean, plus you have a full week where there's the All-Star game, and there's no games for essentially a full week.
Exactly.
July's tough.
Yeah, July's very tough. That's when people are
everyone's
not here.
Everyone's on vacation.
Exactly.
Anyway.
I was just about to say, is that the vacation month?
Harry will be here. Freddie will be there. Bubba will be here.
I haven't worked in July.
Bubba has not worked July in a long time.
I haven't worked in July since the Raiders won.
I literally went a month last year without seeing Bubba because I was off 1 week in July and he was off the other three.
Yeah, quick story on that. When Bubba first got started here, you started here about a year and a half after I started working here. We had that conversation, man. July's rough. Bubba's like, yeah, I don't plan around being in July's. When he first got hired here full time, he said, yeah, July, that's gonna be my month, because he knew not a damn thing would be going on.
First month, there you go.
I never forget, we had that conversation about that same thing. I said, yeah, that's when I got married in July. My wife said, when you get married? I said, July, nothing's going on. July 14th, that's when we got married back in 2007. So Bubba, spot on with that. Tyler in Utah, best and worst sports months. What do you have?
So for me, my worst is February because of football ending. You got to go a long ways without being able to see that again.
Okay.
But then I got to turn around and go, the best is March, because a big basketball guy, high school coach, winning state championship 1st of March. My mom went into labor with me in 91 when UNLV lost to Duke.
Wow.
She still hates Duke to this day. My first college game was Duke-UNLV with Grayson Allen a couple years ago. And just all the upsets. So I got to say, February, March, back-to-back, and how they change.
Oh, that's great story. Cool. Fantastic.
That's pretty dope there.
Wow. I can't hate on that one, man. I might have to switch my month to March now based on Tyler. Tyler in Utah. Great phone call.
But February,
great story.
You're sad because, you know, football is definitely ending. But luckily for all you ladies and gentlemen, now starting next week, UFL starts.
There you go.
Spring football. So there make sure y'all pay attention on ESPN and ABC.
Yep.
I'll definitely be a part of that. I'll be one of the sideline field analysts.
Absolutely.
For the UFL. Last year was the XFL. Had an amazing experience.
Yeah.
USFL. Mm-hmm. Those in the XFL, they merged together. So really looking forward to covering those games this year.
You guys did such a fantastic job with that, because I'm not really a spring football fan, but I tuned in more than a couple of times because so many different things were going on. And you guys and ladies just knocked it out of the park when it came to last year. And I expect even more of that this year with both of those entities, the USFL and the XFL, combining to be the UFL. And like you mentioned, that season starts in about 10 days.
And I really hope, Freddie, because I think what makes it so dynamic is – a lot of components, but I think the main thing, the access that we're able to
absolutely
have, right,
yep, mm-hmm,
to the coaches, to the players on the sideline, you being able to hear. Now, I don't know if the NFL would ever do that, so we can hear the play calls or whatnot, like people are able to on
coaches
live TV.
Coaches are too secretive.
But I think being able to interview players and coaches on the football field after plays and, you know, during tough times, I think that's something that the National Football League need to allow access to.
They're starting to do it a little bit, but it's been piecemeal, because this is what happens when you're that big of a corporation. You fear what you don't know.
Yep.
And they still don't know about this, because look how they were with gambling all these years. And then they found how they could get more of their greedy hands on that money. Then they were all in. It's the same thing with this, because a lot, and you know this, A lot of NFL coaches, NFL general managers, they treat game plans like it's a state secret. They treat it like the Pentagon just brought it to them and said, this is on a need-to-know basis. They do not want anybody to think that, hey, they're not reinventing the wheel. It's just a game plan that they're putting in place that everybody's going to see anyway.
So I think one of the dopest moments last year was two of the best teams in the league. It was the St. Louis Battlehawks versus the D.C. Defenders. Mm-hmm. And A.J. McCarron was having a good season up until that point. And Michael Joseph was one of the star corners for D.C. And I interviewed him pregame. Hey, A.J. hasn't thrown an interception. He basically said, well, that's about to change this game. Wow. And the first series, he gets a pick six.
Right.
And then he came over. It happened just like I told you, baby. I'm Mike Joe.
Oh, that's
man,
fantastic.
I almost lost it. But that access allowed that moment to occur.
You know, no doubt about that. Keep having that access when it comes to you and the best and worst sports month. Harry Douglas, Freddie coming together in for Mike Greenberg on Greenie on ESPN Radio at 888-729-3776. What is the best and worst sports month? For us, the worst sports month is July. The best sports month, Harry says, is January. I say it's September. Graham in California, what say you?
Hey, Freddie and Harry, love you guys. I'm out on Pacific time, so y'all make my lunch break awesome every day.
Thank you.
I'm going to say December because you got all the college bowl games. A lot of people got some time off, get spending time at home with the family watching football. You got the college basketball non-conference games that end up meaning a lot later in the season. You got the NFL playoffs really taking shape. NBA's cranking up. But I think what I like best about December is you got to have the Cowboys fans getting really excited about the playoffs to make their first-round exit so impactful for the rest of the NFL fans around the world.
I love it, Graham.
Thank you, guys.
I love it, Graham.
The next time I hear that the Cowboys get talked about too much on network radio, I'm going to remember that phone call from Graham in California. Because people talk about the Cowboys one way or the other, period, in the story. So the next time somebody says, man, y'all talk about the Cowboys too much, well, it's because y'all guys are thinking about the Cowboys too much, whether they're going to rise or the inevitable fall that usually happens in December into January with my Cowboys.
And it's the anticipation. It's the anticipation. Oh, Super Bowl contenders. Haven't been to one last NFC Championship game. January 1996.
I'm
just saying.
Can you imagine what that would sound like if the Cowboys ever break through and not only get to a Super Bowl and win it? Twitter would know what to do with themselves.
Well, I honestly, I think it would be amazing, especially for us.
Based on what I've seen lately, it might be a miracle more than anything else that could actually happen for my Dallas Cowboys. Ryan in South Carolina, best and worst sports month, my friend. What do you got?
Well, definitely July. That's when I do take my vacation down to the beach and for the worst sports month. No question. Just like Bubba, I mean, you got to take July. and then you know, the best one, I got to say March. I mean, you know, you go into your local watering holes around here. I know I'll go in and everybody's on double secret probation with taking days off and watching, you know, basketball. I know I'm not saying I am, but I'm not saying I'm not either.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm going to say March.
Yeah, right.
But you can't go wrong. You did have a great point with the high school and, you know, November with high school playoffs and, you know, getting the bowl games in and everything like that, and the NFL still going on. But,
hey,
yeah,
Ryan,
I'm going to be definitely somewhere.
Hey, Ryan, what beach you go to in the summer, if you don't mind me asking?
I go just south of Charleston to Edisto. Been going there about 34 years.
Yeah, I have relatives who live not too far away. We had a family reunion not too far away from down there as well. And I have relatives that live in Aiken County and Barnwell County in South Carolina.
I'm from Aiken County. I'm from North Augusta.
Oh, my goodness. My relatives are not too far away because they're from a small town called Williston in Barnwell County. But I have relatives that live in Mount Morenci.
I know exactly where you're
from. I have relatives in Mount Morenci and Aiken, South Carolina as well. So we're pretty much blood brothers, me and you and Ryan.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely,
Ray.
I did not know that.
I did not know
that.
By the way, we talk about North Augusta. That is a really cool place to live, Harry. It's like a sleeper. It's right across the river from Augusta, Georgia. Uh-huh. But they have the minor league ballpark there, the Augusta Green Jackets.
Yeah.
North Augusta, you're right, Ryan. That's a really cool place to live. Not too far from Newberry College as well, my friend. Not too far away.
About an hour away. Yep. Yeah. Absolutely. Yes. Born and raised down in North Augusta.
Wow.
So, yeah, with the new stadium down there, it's pretty awesome, man.
Now, I can tell,
I can't complain.
Now, Ryan, I can tell if you're from North Augusta. When was the last time you went to Wife Safer?
Oh, are you kidding? Every time I'm home. I mean, are you kidding? Those chicken tenders with the honey mustard?
Absolutely.
Come on now.
Or the turnip greens as well? Come on now.
Anything. Turnip greens, the fried okra.
The fried okra? Oh my God. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And their mac and cheese? Slap yourself.
He's not lying. Anytime we go to visit our relatives here in South Carolina, we make our way to Wife Saver.
Uh-huh.
Even Luke Bryan, the country singer, name-checked Wife Saver. He said, man, this concert is so good, like the Turner Greens and Wife Saver. Everybody's, now we're hungry now. Believe me, you go to Wife Saver, you living good in North Augusta, South Carolina. I can promise you on that.
Look, that's another reason why we love this job, man, to be able to connect like that with Ryan. That was pretty cool.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, but the next time someone says Wife Saver, take their advice. Go in. This public service message brought to you by Freddie Coleman and Harry Douglas in from Mike Greenberg on Greeny on ESPN Radio. How does it feel to be fired from your job, but you're still working? That's next with me and Harry Douglas after this word from ESPN Bet. ESPN Bet is now LIVE live because
we'll do it live.
They are the official sportsbook of ESPN. They do it live when it comes to ESPN Bet. They are the only place to find daily exclusives and offers with your favorite ESPN personalities like Harry Douglas and shows as well. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Find all your favorite markets and bets like in-game wagering, cross-board parlays, teasers, and all the props you can handle so you can do it live. That's ESPN Bet. Download today. What a play. Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. To do it live.
We'll do it live!
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Greeny, the podcast.
Presented by Progressive Insurance. Go ahead, Harry.
I love it, Bubba.
Absolutely.
I love it,
nothing
man.
Wrong with the foundation, a little Build Me Up Buttercup. Well done by you guys. Don't forget, get your own Buttercup by downloading the ESPN Tournament Challenge app to fill out not just the men's bracket, but also the brackets for the ladies as well. Don't forget to join the ESPN Radio Group and go head-to-head with Harry Douglas, Evan Cohen, Chris Canty, Michelle Smallman, Joe Fortenbaugh, also Chris Carlin, Freddie Coleman, Q Myers from Game Night, also Ian Fitzsimmons, Amber Wilson, all the crew together. It'll be us together versus you and combined together by downloading the ESPN Tournament Challenge app and fill out your men's and women's brackets and do that with the tournament starting for the men's side in about 12 minutes. Speaking of the men's tournament, it's one thing to get fired, but then they say you can stay at your job and then you're at that job and you make the NCAA tournament. You may not know about this story, but that's what happened to Dan Monson. After 17 years as the Long Beach State University head basketball coach, they told him the Monday before the Big West tournament that after the season is over, that's going to be it. Dust out of here, gone. So what do? They win the Big West Conference tournament, and they go to the NCAA tournament. They're in March Madness. They'll play number 2 Arizona in round 1 of the rest region at 2 p.m. Eastern time today. Dan Monson talked about, I may be fired, but I'm still here.
Yeah, I don't have to answer anything I don't want to because I'm working for free today. So it's like a, you guys see the Seinfeld when George Costanza was trying to get fired and couldn't get, lose his job and still going to work every day. And that's me. Is it an opening statement? Was that it? What do we got going?
Yeah, well, I think you nailed it, Coach. We'll go ahead and start with questions right here.
Tell the athletic director, I'm in the tournament.
But I love the humor, how he's still, you know, able to smile through it. Yeah. But he loves what he does, and he's not going to let those kids down. So he's going to give his 100% effort. But I would also say for that athletic director and everyone else involved, poor mismanagement. Because that's something that, you know, if they lose in a tournament, then you let him know after the tournament.
Right.
If they lose in the NCAA tournament, then that's when you let them know.
Yeah, no doubt.
The conference tournament I was talking about earlier, like, it's just poor mismanagement, in my opinion.
I don't know what's worse, what they did regarding Dan Monson at Long Beach State or the athletic director at Utah State, what they did to the women's coach after they lost in their tournament, fired her and had to go to the press conference to explain it. And they asked about the future, and she says, well, I've just been fired, so I'm the wrong person to ask. And I'm paraphrasing. I don't know which one's worse when it comes to mismanagement involving athletic programs at Utah State for the women's program and Long Beach State for the men's program.
Oh, you know what? They're twins, in my opinion. Siamese twins. Yeah. Yeah, both of it is terrible, in my opinion.
I've never heard of it.
God awful.
I've never heard of it. Are they conjoined? You know?
They might as well be.
I want to make sure we understand that as far as that goes. But, you know, a lot of people be looking at that game, rooting for Dan Monson to get another chance to coach another game. What was that like in terms of the trophy presentation? Because normally the athletic director is out there with the team. I wonder how awkward that got for Long Beach State. When you fired somebody, they win the Big West tournament, they're going to go to NCAA tournament to put more money into your school's bank account, and the coach that led them there, you decide to move on from him the money before they won the whole thing.
Now, I picked Arizona to win, but let's just say, Freddie, hypothetically, what if they beat Arizona?
Mm-hmm.
What if they go on a run?
I'm good with it.
Now, I don't mind saying this. You may feel like a jack, and I add the second part, ass, after that point. Seriously. Go eat his ass up.
Hee-haw, hee-haw.
Don't forget, Arizona's the one that lost to Princeton last year in the first round.
Yes, they did.
So they are vulnerable.
Yes, they did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they play like a California team.
You said you had Arizona. I might have to change my pick here.
Oh, really? The anti-Harry bracket.
You know what, Bubba? I love you too.
Old one seed Harry over here.
Technically, no. I'm not a one seeded person. I have two kids, Harrison and Prince. Two seed Harry, Bubba. Two seed Harry.
At least two.
Well done. Two seeds. Well done. Speaking of that, when it comes to seeding in the NCAA tournament, like we mentioned, Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman together and for Mike Greenberg on Greeny on ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. We're going to go around the room. We'll start with Cam, then go to Bubba, then go to Harry, go to me. We'll start with the men's tournament. Who's your Final Four and who's your national champion? So, Cam, kick it off. What you got?
I hope Arizona does not lose in the first round because I do have them in the Final Four. Okay. I have them losing to UConn in the East-West region. Okay. And then I have Purdue beating Kentucky in the South Midwest. And then I have Purdue beating UConn in the national championship.
Really?
To take it home.
Yeah, okay.
Getting over some demons from the past couple of years, and Zach Edey is the national champion. So I've got UConn, Arizona, Kentucky, Purdue.
So he has Purdue, not Purdon, based on what we've seen the last couple of years of our in Purdue. All right, Bubba, who's your Final Four?
Yeah, last year I did pick Arizona to win it all,
They
lost, you know, right away in the first time. I did the bracket, went through the whole thing, and I had Illinois, I had Kentucky, I had Creighton, I had Arizona again in the Final Four. Okay. I have Arizona and Kentucky in the final game. Didn't even realize I had it going that far, and I have Arizona winning again. So I'm thinking we're going to go kind of like a Virginia thing here,
okay.
You know? Losing the first round, then win it the next year. So I'm sad Harry has the same pick as me, but I'm going Arizona beating Kentucky in the championship.
Harry, who's your Final Four and national champion?
Okay, Bubba, I do not have the same pick as you, but I have UConn, I have North Carolina, I have Kentucky, and I have Purdue. And in the national championship, I have Kentucky and UConn, with UConn winning back-to-back.
Didn't you just say you had Arizona winning?
I had Arizona winning the first round game.
Oh, yeah. Against Long Beach State? Prediction.
My bad, guys, that we have selective hearing.
Yeah, you said you had Arizona winning at all.
No, he didn't say Arizona winning today.
That's what I heard.
Arizona winning today.
Okay, that you were referring to them. Beating,
I'm not surprised.
Beating Dan Monson, great. 30 seconds, great.
Jeez, but I don't know where to go with that. It's my Final Four. I got UConn, North Carolina on one side. I got Kentucky and Tennessee on the other side, and I got UConn taking care of business, winning the national championship, beating Kentucky for the national title.
Selective hearing.
We need a bracket involving you and Bubba.
Selective speaking.
Yeah, do you have all one seeds beating the 16, too, Harry? You go out on a limb there?
Oh, God. Carlin versus Joe comes your way next. Enjoy March Madness for Harry Douglas and Freddie coming in for Mike Greenberg on Greeny on the mighty ESPN Radio.
Go eat his ass up.
Thanks for listening to Greeny, the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN, and also available wherever you get your podcasts.